In the 3 years that I've been NPR's justice correspondent, I have never actually interviewed justice. Until now. Justice is a French electronica duo, Gaspard Auger and Xavier de Rosnay. When they needed a band name, they wanted a word that's the same in French and English. Mayonnaise seemed a bad choice, so they went with justice. The band played a concert in Washington last week to promote their new album, and a few hours before the show, Gaspard and Xavier came into NPR studios for an interview. They're in their late 20s, and they wore skinny jeans and leather jackets. When I asked Gaspard what he had for breakfast, he said, "A good old cigarette." The band's first hit was not originally a Justice song. A few years ago, a British group released a track called Never Be Alone Again. Xavier and Gaspard entered a contest to remix the song. Xavier, the talkative one, says they were students at the time.
That was a contest organized by school radio, like a campus radio. They were sponsored by Virgin, the record label. And we just gave it a try because we were just starting to make music. We didn't know anything about music or production. So we needed like some kind of excuses or things that are easier to make than your own tracks. And that was perfect. And we've lost the contest.
You lost the contest?
Yeah. But it was okay. Like for us, it was not unfair to lose it, you know. It was not a problem. We were just like, okay, let's try to improve our skills.
And improve they did. The Justice remix of the song came out under a new title, We Are Your Friends. And soon, it was everywhere. Can you describe what exactly you did to take this song that was pretty much unremarkable and turn it into one of the biggest hits of the year?
I think it was pretty much remarkable because actually we still think that the original one is better than the one we did.
But the original one wasn't successful the way your remix was.
Yeah, but in music, timing and luck and to be like at the good place, the right moment is really important, much more than the talent or the music on itself.
There's a moment when you guys perform live where sometimes you're doing We Are Your Friends and the music cuts out and the whole audience starts chanting,
"We are your friends, you'll never be alone again, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on." And because we are your friends.
When you guys are on stage and hundreds or thousands of people are shouting, "We are your friends, you'll never be alone again," what does that feel like from your perspective?
Really, we really have a distance between like the music we do and how we are involved in it.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that when people are singing We Are Your Friends, this is not a message we wrote, this is just a sample we took from a song that was cool. Like for sure we feel like good and happy and excited and stuff, but then we know that it's hard to think that you are like great or a cool musician when people are singing like lyrics from a sample you took from another record.
Partly for that reason, Justice recently took a break from remixing other people's music and released their own record. The album's title, if you can call it that, is A Giant Cross. Xavier says he wanted the CD to be like a 2008 disco opera. The songs range from aggressive instrumentals to a poppy sing-along that Gaspard describes as a tribute to Michael Jackson.
The lyrics are made of Michael Jackson song titles.
Right, did you just sit down and say, how many Michael Jackson song titles can we pack into these lyrics?
It was the first time that we were writing lyrics, and it's quite hard, because English is not our native language, so to write lyrics in your non-native language is a bit tough.
So you're saying because it was difficult for you to write lyrics in English, you took Michael Jackson's song titles and made those the lyrics to the song.
It's articulated by real words, so it can sound like sentences.
I love how the lead vocalist, the kid, is just a little bit off.
Yeah. Actually, like all the singers we cast to sing the song were really young, but also really professional. That means you just bring them a score and they sing exactly what is on the score. And so we had to write like all the mistakes and the stuff on the score, so they could sing it sometimes a bit off.
You had to say, sing this a little bit flat, sing this a little bit sharp.
No, we wrote it on the score. We wrote a score, and at the end of the words, we put like some note, just a half tone up or down, so it can sound a bit like not really sharp, you know.
All the band's lyrics are in English. Xavier says that comes from growing up with American popular music.
When it's in French, we understand the lyrics, and most of the time they sound really cheesy. But they're not like more cheesy than English lyrics. You know, he's always talking about the same things.
It's just that in English you don't understand them, so it doesn't seem so cheesy.
Okay, now we do understand, but because of this habit, we just think that to write in English is like easier because you don't involve yourself as much as writing in French, because then your parents will understand them, your friends will understand them, you do understand them, you know.
The band's latest single is called DVNO. Xavier says the song is about the lame club in every country called Divino.
There are clubs that have like really a strict door policy, and you have to wear like a tie or white shirt to enter, you know.
You say this as I'm wearing a white shirt and a tie.
Yeah, but do you have the right shoes? Yeah! You can enter the Divino.
Gaspard, Xavier, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
Gaspard Auger and Xavier de Rosnay are the band Justice. They're touring the United States through the end of this month. To hear songs from their CD and to compare the band's remix of We Are Your Friends to the original Never Be Alone, visit our website at npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro. We'll be right back.